Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. You know, when I was a young student, sometimes I would draw little pictures in the side spaces of my classwork, in the middle of class. My teachers usually weren't too happy about that, but a lot of kids do it. The name of our lesson today is, Do You Doodle? Kids aren't the only ones that doodle. And perhaps doodling is good for you. And if you're not sure what doodling is, just check out the cover of your magazine this month. That is doodling. So here is the question for you. What two things might doodling help with? What two things might doodling help with? There are more, but our lesson today mentions two. So I know you have your magazine open. You're ready to begin. Let's do that.
Do you doodle? Drawing might help you think. When you're sitting in class, have you ever drawn pictures in the margins of your notebooks? If so, your teacher might have told you to stop. Many people think of doodling as a distraction from more important things. But it might be just the opposite. One study shows that doodling may help you remember things you hear. In 2009, researchers asked two groups of people to listen to a phone message.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 doodle 这个动词。Doodle 是指随手乱画或者是涂鸦。例如 ，Barb doodled absentmindedly during the meeting. Barb 在开会的时候心不在焉的在涂鸦。Doodle 也可以当名词。例如 ，This famous cartoon character actually started from the animator's doodles on a napkin. 这个有名的卡通人物事实上是从这位漫画家随意画在餐巾纸上的涂鸦开始的。接下来我们看的是 margin 这个名词。margin 是指页边的空白处或者是纸的边边。例如 ,my writing teacher always writes her comments in the right margin. 我的写作老师总是把评语写在右边的空白处。如果要说 margin 的大小的话是用 wide 或者是 narrow 来形容。例如 ,the top margin on this page is wider than on other pages. 这一页上面的空白处比别页要宽。或者是 margin 也可以指差额或者是幅度。例如 ,the new mayor won the election by a narrow margin. 新市长以极微小的幅度赢得了胜选。
So Gabe, do you enjoy doodling?
Yankee doodling?
Yankee doodle? No, Gabe, I'm not talking about Yankee doodle.
You mean caca doodling?
Cock-a-doodling?
Yeah, like a rooster. Cock-a-doodling!
No, I'm not talking about cock-a-doodling. I'm not talking about eating noodles while you're doodling. I'm talking about the word doodle.
Doodle? You mean to draw? You mean like to draw like scribbles on a piece of paper?
Yes, exactly. Because our lesson is all about doodling. Doodling. And I was just wondering, do you enjoy doodling?
Do I doodle? Sometimes I doodle. You know, this reminds me of when I was in middle school. Uh-huh. In middle school, I like to doodle in the middle school. Because we would get our tests back and actually we would grade each other's tests. Did you ever grade each other's tests, your classmates' tests?
Yeah, not in middle school.
College. Well, it was quizzes, right? And so we would take our friends' tests and the teacher would tell us the correct answer. And I would doodle on my friends' tests all the time. I would draw little stick figures and things like that just to make her happy.
Look at my mouth.
What?
Wow.
What? It's great.
Yes, so you would doodle on your friend's paper. Yeah. I'm sure your friend enjoyed the beautiful artwork.
I hope she kept those journals and those tests because I had pretty good artwork back then. I had good doodling, Rebecca.
Okay. Now, Gabe, that is definitely a form of doodling. Mm-hmm. So I guess in answer to my question, yes, you do doodle. But the doodling that we're talking about is a little different. I guess it's the same idea. But drawing might help you think. So I think the doodling we're talking about is when you're actually sitting in class, the teacher's talking, and you're drawing as the teacher's talking.
Well, yeah, it could be in class, or it could be maybe if you're in another kind of meeting, right?
Yes.
And you have a piece of paper in front of you, you could be doodling there as well. When you're sitting in class, have you ever drawn pictures in the margins of your notebooks? If so, your teacher might have told you to stop because maybe doodling is distracting, right? Many people think of doodling as a distraction from more important things.
Let's stop there for just a moment and talk about this phrase, to think of something as something else. So, for example, do you enjoy cleaning?
What?
Do you enjoy cleaning? Okay. Just based upon the look on your face, I don't think you enjoy cleaning that much.
Well, it's nice if I have a piece of bread and I could use it to clean the floor.
Okay, well, that could help.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as a kid, mm-hmm. I used to think of cleaning as a chore for my mom or for adults,
mm-hmm.
not for children.
But now you think of it as...
But now I think of cleaning as a great job for children.
That's great, because we know what you're going to do when you have kids.
Yeah.
You're going to make your kids do all of the housework.
Right.
That's good. All right. Well, many people think of sports as a way to exercise. I think of sports as a way to exercise too, but I also think of sports as a way to connect and have fun with other people.
Ah, I think that's a great example.
Yeah, so what do you think of something as? It was reading in our lesson, many people think of doodling as a distraction from more important things, for example, from paying attention in class.
Right. But we see here, but it might just be the opposite. Or it might be just the opposite. That's how it reads in our lesson. Now, what exactly does that mean? It just might be the opposite. So some people are saying that doodling can be a bit of a distraction. However, in our lesson, they're basically saying that maybe doodling just might have the opposite effect. It might actually help you focus better.
Yeah. Now, why is the word just in this sentence? Why doesn't it just say, but it might be the opposite? Our sentence could just say that, right? But the word just here means exactly. So it might be exactly the opposite. For example, you know, you've been working really hard and you've gotten sick and really tired. I know, a vacation might be just the thing you need. It might be exactly what you need.
Count me in for that vacation. Everyone can use a vacation. Well, here's another example. When you are tired and feeling stressed out, a walk on the beach might be just the thing that you need. It could help clear your mind and help you to relax. Okay, well, continuing on in our lesson, we do read, but it might be just the opposite. One study shows that doodling may help you remember things you hear.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait a second.
Yes.
That's the answer to the question I asked earlier. What can doodling help with? This is one of the things it can help with, to remember the things that you hear. Please continue.
Okay. In 2009, researchers asked two groups of people to listen to a phone message. I wonder what's going to happen with this phone message.
We're going to have to wait to find out later. Two.
What's that all about?
Let's find out in
the info cloud.
Two.
So?
Why?
I don't know. Hello, friends. Today we are looking at two very basic words in English, two and so.
Okay, two, spelled T-O-O, and so. These two words get used for a lot of different things in English. But today, we're just going to look at how we use them as intensifiers, or to mean very.
Right. The word so can be directly substituted for the word very. It increases the strength of the adjective you are using, whether good or bad. For example, it is so hot outside. This means it's not just a little hot, it's really hot outside.
Easy enough. Can I do the same thing with the word too? For example, I could say, I don't think it's that hot out. In fact, I think it's too nice out.
Actually, it wouldn't be correct to say it's too nice out. Unlike so, too indicates that the thing you are describing is negative. You could say it is too hot out if you don't like how hot it is. But if it's nice out, that's a positive thing. So say instead, it's so nice out.
我们先来看两个很简单的字 too 跟 so。这两个字都可以当作 intensifier, 加强词，也就是太怎么样的意思。但这两个字有很大的一个差别。too 因为有过度的意思，因此 too 所表达的应该是已经太超过，太不好的事。例如 ,it's too cold, 太冷了，不舒服。He is too young, 他太年轻了，不合格。如果要表达今天天气太好了，就不能够说 it's too nice out, 必须要用 so, it's so nice out, 因为那是带有正面的意思。但你也许听过这句话 it's too good to be true, 诶 good 是有正面的含义啊，那怎么能够跟 too 连用呢？其实Too good to be true, 还是要把 good 当作负面含义的字。这句话是说已经好过头了，好的不可能是真的。既然是不可能，就无法实现。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Do you doodle? That is the question of the hour. Thank you for joining us here at Studio Classroom, where we are learning about doodling, and perhaps there are benefits to doodling. A lot of people think that doodling could be a distraction. Your teacher has probably stopped you from drawing in the margins of your paper at school, right? However, doodling could help in some way. It could help you rememberwhat people have said. Let's learn how now.
Do you doodle? One group was encouraged to doodle, but the other was not. Neither group knew that it would be asked to remember information from the message, but the group that doodled remembered 29% more.Other people have suggested other uses for drawing. Jesse Prince, a professor who studies doodling, says it can help you think creatively. Walking away from a problem to draw might actually help you solve it. When you come back, you'll have a fresh perspective and figure out an answer more quickly.
Alright, 继续我们看 suggest 这个动词。Suggest 在这里是指建议或提出。例如 ,lots of research suggested that babies in wombs can be affected by the emotions of their mothers. 许多研究指出在妈妈肚子里的小宝宝会受到母亲情绪的影响。Suggest 也指暗示或意味着。例如 ,something in the interviewee's reaction suggested to me that he wasn't telling the truth.这位面试者的某些反应让我觉得他没有说实话。最后我们看 figure out 这个动词片语。figure 在这里是指考虑或估计，所以 figure out 是指想出、搞清楚或者是算出来。例如 ,no one has figured out how this magician escaped from the locked room. 还没有人想出来这位魔术师是如何逃出这个锁起来的房间的。或者是 It took me 3 hours to figure out the answer to this math question. 我花了三个小时才算出这个数学题的答案。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so remember, there was a group or two different groups of people were asked to listen to a phone message. And we read, one group was encouraged to doodle, but the other was not. Neither group knew that it would be asked to remember information from the message. But the group that doodled remembered 29% more. Who would have guessed?
Yeah, that's kind of a high percentage. That's a lot of people. That's a big difference. So doodling can help you to remember more. But it helps in other ways, too. Other people have suggested other uses for drawing. Jesse Prince, a professor who studies doodling. Wouldn't that be fun?
To study doodling?
Yeah.
That would be a really fun job.
For your life, for your career. You've got to study doodling.
That's right. Well, what does this professor say?
Okay, yeah. This is the important thing. Says it can help you think creatively. So that is also the answer to the question I asked earlier. This can also help you to think creatively.
And we continue. Walking away from a problem to draw might actually help you solve it. So let's say that there's a problem that you're having. Maybe it's a math problem or a problem with even just with your friends. And you walk away from that problem to draw. You might actually solve the problem easier. Gabe, come back here. Don't you dare walk away. Come back. Get back in your spot.
That's not what this means right here?
No. No.
Oh. Well, it's true, friends. Sometimes when you're in a conversation or a conflict with somebody, sometimes it's better to walk away from the argument than it is to try to keep the argument going. So there are different ways you can use that phrase. But sometimes we just need a fresh perspective, right? That's what we're talking about here. You'll have a fresh perspective and figure out an answer more quickly. Sometimes you need to get away and do something new to get a fresh perspective.
And you know something that's going to give you a fresh perspective?
Hmm?
The SC Challenge.
Yes. It's a little different today. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Yeah, it is.
It will give you a fresh perspective on life.
Okay. Luke, I'm so glad to have you back for the challenge.
Thanks, Gabe. What's going on here?
Oh, yes, you noticed there's something a little different here. Now, for today's SC Challenge, we're going to try something new. It's called Don't Make Me Draw. So, Luke, here's the challenge for you.
Okay.
You need to describe something for me to draw.
Okay.
And our viewers, step by step. So, I have a large piece of yellow paper right here and a marker, and you're going to tell me step by step what I should draw. And hopefully, what we draw, what you viewers as well, you're going to draw something here. Listen to Luke's directions, his descriptions, okay? I'm sure you have a pen and a paper ready. Luke, does that sound like a good challenge?
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Here, because you'll be the one talking most of the time, you can act like you're directing the SC Challenge. Yeah, hold that card.
All right, okay.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, then,
are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready too. Are you ready? Okay, good.
Okay. Step number one. Draw a,
this is a hard one.
Draw a circle.
Oh, a circle.
A small circle.
A small circle. Small circle. Okay.
And then on the upper left side of the circle, draw a little triangle.
A little triangle. Okay.
Do the same thing on the top right side.
Oh.
Okay.
I think I know where this is going.
Now, in the circle, draw two half moons.
Two half moons.
Yeah. On the, I guess, somewhere on the top side.
Okay. Two half moons.
And then between the, below the two half moons in the center, draw a tiny triangle pointing down.
A triangle pointing down.
Yeah. And then from that tiny triangle, you have to draw two upside down half moons.
Two upside down half moons.
Yeah. Connected to the tip of that triangle.
Oh, the lower tip of the triangle.
Yes.
Half moon. Okay.
Okay. Now, now you have to, I guess, draw a long circle connected to that the first circle that you draw.
A long circle connected to
So it's kind of like a body, yeah.
Oh, I'm getting a little creative right here.
Now, on the other end of the circle, you have to draw an even, I guess, longer, thinner tube.
Oh, a tube.
Looking thing, yeah.
Okay, on the
Could
other
be squiggly.
End of the circle.
Yeah.
A tube. Okay.
Okay. Then at the bottom of that second circle that you drew, draw four sticks.
Four sticks.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I just drew a tube at the bottom of the second. Let's see here. Got it.
Okay. All right.
That's it?
That's it. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. You know what? I think I got this. It looks kind of like one of those jack-o'-lanterns, like during Halloween.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what the half moons are there, but...
Well, it's supposed, it looks like a cat. I mean...
That's a cat?
Those were the eyes, and then the nose, the mouth.
Oh.
And then...
It looks like a bird perched on a branch. Okay, well...
Okay.
Thanks, Luke.
Friends, yeah.
I'm sure you did a much better job than I did. We'll see you next time for the SC Challenge.
See you guys. What in the world?
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Twin Time. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena.
Are you ready to review?
I hope so.
We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word.
Okay, let's begin. The words are distraction, suggest, figure out, and information.
Here's the first sentence. The eyewitness gave the police a valuable piece of...
I know this one. What about you, friends? Do you know the answer? Correct. The eyewitness gave the police a valuable piece of information.
I think that one was too easy. Let's make it a little harder this time. All right. Here's the next sentence. During finals week, the classroom should be free from... If your answer is distractions, you are correct. During finals week, the classroom should be free from distractions.
Remember, if there's a big test coming up, try not to get distracted and stay focused. Okay, here's one last sentence. Can you... this puzzle...
I think you can easily figure out the answer. Oops! Serena, you just gave them the answer. The answer is figure out. Can you figure out this puzzle? Well, today's review was a lot of fun, and you all did a great job.
We look forward to seeing you again on
Twin Time.
So doodling can be awesome and fun. Just remember to draw a cat when you're supposed to draw a cat, not a bird.
Right. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.